Nick's News. Nick's News. Nick's News.
And Nick's News indeed. Start with the George Bush quote of the week. I've been talking to Vicente Fox, the new president of Mexico, to have gas and oil sent to the US, so we'll not depend on foreign oil. President twice. Right, now then, to start off Nick's News today, many of you will be aware of the fact that I'm about to sell the boat. Only if somebody's going to buy it, of course. And I put it onto various websites and got a reply from a man called Hill. Hill Scott. Very kindly, he just wanted to know the price of it. Now, I'd written the price down. He immediately emails me back after a day or two and starts his letter with, "Hello, dear." And you think there's something wrong here. Yeah. "Thanks for your prompt reply to my request," he says. "It seems to me that you're a very sincere person. I want to use this means to inform you that I will buy at your given price. I have a business proposal for you." Well, how strange, I thought. How unusual. Ah, wait for this, though. "I am a captain." So he's proper, this, yeah. "I am a captain with the United Nations troop in Iraq on war against terrorism. Based on the..." That wasn't actually why we went in to Iraq. That was nothing to do with the war on terrorism. But there we go. "It's based on the United States legislative and executive decision for withdrawing troops from Iraq. Nothing to do with it, yeah. On the other hand, I want to inform you that I have in my possession the sum of $55.9 million. Really? Woo! Eyes light up and I think this has got to be true. This man's going to buy my boat. He's got the money. I got from a crude oil deal here in Iraq. It was crude. I deposited this money," and it's a small I there rather than the capital, "with the Red Cross security agent." Ah, that gives me confidence now. The Red Cross. You can trust them, can't you? "Informing him that we're making contact for the real owner. Now it is under my power to approve whatever that comes forth to ascertain the clam of these consignment box." You do tend to think these people are getting their English from goodness knows where, but it's certainly not from England and it's not from America. "I want to invest this money in real estate or any other profitable business as soon as I retire from my job, and I will seek for your advice on that, since I am not a business culture person." No, of course, a business culture person's what you need. "That's why I have contacted you for assistance to get this project completed in good faith. So I need someone I could trust to channel this box." Oh, I've always wanted to channel a box. "If you accept, I will transfer the money to your country, where you will be the beneficiary. I am a uniformed person. I cannot go and be parading with such an amount." I can see that. You could turn up on the parade ground holding $55.9 million in your pocket and, well, you just won't be able to march in a straight line, will you? "I am an American and an intelligence officer." I think not. Contradiction in terms, that. American, intelligence. No, can't possibly be true. "I've got 100% authentic means of transferring the money to you." I'll bet you have. "And all you need is my bank account details." Yes, of course. "Please, if you're interested in this transaction, I will give to you the complete details we need for us to carry out this transaction successfully. I decided to find someone that is real and not imaginary." Yes, it's rather difficult transferring money to people who are imaginary, isn't it? One, they have imaginary bank accounts, and two, well, they're imaginary. "And it's why I went for a secured site where I can be sure that the person is for real and not an imaginary. Can I trust you?" Certainly, but I certainly can't trust you. "I'll give you 30% of the sum." Right, that's 30% of $56 million. That's going to be about... Well, I won't need to sell the boat now. "I wait for your contact details so we can go on." We certainly could. "Yours sincerely, Captain Hill Scott." Strangely enough, I've not replied to him. But I can give you the details if you want them, and you could reply to him if you want to hold on to the $59 million in your account. Yes, he's a sincere man, but you can only phone me if you're not imaginary. Please. Thank you. Continuing in the US... A US woman has stolen a mink coat and stuffed it down her underwear and managed to hide it for 3 days while cops questioned her about the theft. 3 days? With a fur coat in your underwear? Bye, it must have been warm. Stephanie Moreland was arrested after an employee at Alaskan Fur Company in Bloomington, Minnesota, reported that she'd stolen the $4,000 mink coat. Police officers who searched her car found the coat's hanger, but no fur coat, and they arrested her on suspicion of theft. They grilled her for 3 days. She'd have been well done by then, I should imagine. And they searched her, and they put her through a metal detector. Yeah, metal detectors, of course, noted for detecting fur as well as metal. After investigators threatened to throw her in jail, Moreland finally hiked up her dress and pulled the mink coat from her underwear. She had modified her underwear. Not half had she modified it, says the police commander. I can't conceive of how anyone could stuff a mink coat down their knickers and keep it there for 3 days. But then I'm not an American.
Sport! Sport!
Definitely sport. Council bosses have admitted scoring an own goal after a fence was built through the middle of a football pitch. Yep. Yeah, they built the fence through the goalposts in a park in York. The new fencing was installed at a cost of £6,000 on a playing field in Huath. Dave Mee, City of York Council's head of parks and open spaces, said, "We recognise that failure to relocate the goalposts is a real own goal. It's left local people who use the park to play football confused." Not difficult to confuse a footballer. Well, Wayne Rooney seems to prove it every week, doesn't he? Local residents said, this is all of them, unreal. It's a waste of money. Of course it is. What's amazing is that a group of people get together and start to build the fence. And then they notice it's going to go through the middle of the goal. What they don't do is stop and say, this is a bit strange, isn't it, really? But no, they carry on going. They don't take the goal. No, they don't just carry on building the fence. That's it. That's... Anyway, it must have gone through committee stage, so it can't be unreal, really, can it? And it can't be a waste of money. Well, because it depends what you're trying to do. I mean, if you're trying to stop people playing football or confuse footballers, then it was money, obviously, very well targeted, wasn't it? I noticed that former FIFA Vice President Jack Warner was an accessory to corruption, according to a secret report by FIFA's Ethics Committee. These will be the same FIFA people who said he was innocent then. Yeah, because they let him off after he resigned. Yeah, the world governing body said they dropped all investigations into him and that the presumption of innocence is maintained, even though their committee said he was an accessory to corrupt. Yeah, right. All the pictures of the money and the brown envelopes were true then. He's still innocent, though. And all those nasty accusations that the English reps made at Sepp Blatter's coronation were still very wide of the mark, weren't they? Seems all you've got to do these days is resign and you're innocent. I wonder if that works with murderers.
Weather. Yes, it's you, weather boy. Fail your exams, did you? Just look out the window and tell us the weather.
Time we had the weather then, yeah. What have we got today? The summary for the weather today is dry, sunny and hot.
Through the weekend.
With BBC Radio Solent.
You don't often get that, do you, really? Dry, when it's dry and then it's sunny, it's also hot. I've noticed that.